It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Everybody's fired up about Steph and Mike. They have been exclusively dating for 10 years. She's ready to see if he wants more. And it got us on the topic of ultimatums. Do ultimatums actually work?
We got a bunch of people who actually did that. We'll get to those calls here in 1 second. But Frank is fired up.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Great. Let me say this first of all. That guy either has a psychological problem or he just doesn't really want to be with this girl. It doesn't take a guy 10 years to figure out if he's with the love of his life. Like, that's crazy.
That is true.
It's asinine. And the next thing is, and a lot of women try to fight me on this, but I tell women all the time, a woman can never pick the right man. The man has to pick the woman.
Why?
Interesting.
Now,
okay.
Elaborate on that a little bit,
explain
Frank.
Explain that theory.
Well, because what happens is when women pick a man, they like, oh, we got chemistry and he's fun and we're great and all these kind of things, right? Well, when men pick women to marry, they say, can she be the mother of my child? Can she do this? Can she do that? Can she do X, Y, Z? Is she great around my friends? How does my family think? So men will always choose the right woman, but a woman will never choose the right man.
Wow.
Man has to say, this is my woman. He has to claim her. Now, the reason why she has to give this guy an ultimatum is that if he really, truly wants this girl, he'll do everything he needs to stay with her. It won't be no question. When she says, I'm leaving, he'll say, you know what? This is my woman. So if we got to get married, we got to get married. That's why she has to give him an ultimatum.
Or she'll...
But I understand. But
I was going to say, or he'll bail, and then she knows.
Right.
And I understand she's scared. She's been with him for 10 years. You know, she just doesn't want to leave. But listen, this guy, listen to that guy, he will never get married.
Hold on, okay, Frank? I want to get your information because we're going to explore that
a woman
can never pick the man theory because...
I don't like the idea of the whole claiming thing, but I think a lot of people say one of the fundamental differences is that women plan for what's ahead and men live in the now. And as far as that goes...
He's actually saying the opposite.
But I think it kind of works because a lot of women will pick men based on their potential. They'll be like, I really think, you know, we could be good together and all of his flaws will slowly work on over time. So a lot of girls will hold out in relationships because they're like the future, like he'll get there one day. He'll get there one day. Whereas a lot of men are like, she's not perfect right now. I'm bailing. And I think I don't think it's impossible, but I think a lot of girls could learn from that. Like,
it's an interesting theory. I don't agree with all of it because I do think it's possible for men to pick the wrong woman.
Definitely true.
I think. Rochelle in Acworth, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Rochelle.
Yeah, so I gave my boyfriend of 15 years the ultimatum, and we've been happily married for the last 4 years.
What was your ultimatum? You said, let's do it now or never?
So we were high school sweethearts, and we lived for 2 years. We had a child who's turning 9, and then we had a 2-year-old, and I just said, you know what? We really need to get married or we need to do something different because there's just too much. We're both older and we need to figure out what we're going to do with our lives.
And so, sometimes you get sick of talking about it. I have a friend who has 2 children with her boyfriend and she's like, and I keep asking, you know, are you guys going to get married? And she's like, I want to, but I'm exhausted by the conversation. I'm not bringing it
up
anymore.
Those conversations are the worst too. Mm-hmm. The ones where you're just like tired of having it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get through these last couple calls so we can get to those Six Flag tickets. Bridget, you're up.
Hey,
I have a perspective, and I'm sympathetic towards Mike. So I was in a similar situation with my high school boyfriend, and we were approaching almost a decade of being together, and I created the decade rule. When we hit a decade, if you haven't proposed, I'm going to leave. And mm-hmm. I started doing things on my own. I started to buy a house on my own, and it kind of got him out of his lull. I think when you grow up together, you get too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now my husband, but he was like, oh, no, she's actually making moves to do life without me. And it kind of snapped him out of that. I'm comfortable. She's going to be around forever.
I like what you're saying, Bridget. If you are trying to get your guy to settle down, buy a house for the two of you. once you buy him real estate and you can offer him something of value, then...
I got equity.
Yeah, right. Now you're worth something. Thanks, Bridget.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.